We continue our learning. We are in Zvachim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Habachur Kodem LaMaaser. We continue our discussion of that which is Kadosh, more Kadosh than the other. So that takes precedence over the other. So the Bachur Karban is going to go before the Maaser. Although the Matan Damim, when it comes to the sprinkling of the blood, they're the same. It's one Matana. Matana Achas Keneged HaYisod, as we learn in the end of Ezu Mekomen of the fifth Perek. But Bachur is born before Maaser, Menishte Kedusha So Meirechem. Number one, because its Kedusha is from the womb, literally. That's why the firstborn animal becomes Kadosh from the very beginning. Maaser Behema only becomes Maaser when you call this number 10. And Vinecha La Kohanim, number two, is the Bechor is eaten only by Kohanim. Maaser Behema can be eaten by anybody. Hamaser, then the Mishnah says, Kodem La Ofo. So if I have to bring a Korban Maaser Behema versus I have to bring a Korban of a bird brought from the Torim or B'nai Yonah, so we do the Maaser first, B'nai Shu Zevach, because Maaser Behema is a Zevach, which means it needs Shchita with a knife like other Korbanos. And since the Korban Of only requires Malika, we assume that the fact that it's a Zevach needs regular Shchita gives it precedence, makes it more Kadosh. Not only that, V'yesh Bo Kodshe Kodshim. And also, Maaser Behema over Ofos has Kodshe Kodshim. What does Kodshe Kodshim mean? Kodshe Kodshim, you could have a Korban Of that's also Kodshe Kodshim. But the difference between the Maaser Behema and the Korban Of is the following. When it comes to, let's say, the Chatas Of, so what's placed on the Mizbeach? The blood is placed on the Mizbeach. We spoke about the Chatas Ha'of. You flip the bird and you sprinkle the blood and then you press the bird up against the Mizbeach. That's all you do. And what do you do with the animal? There's no emurim, no limbs. If it's a Chatas, it's eaten by the Kohanim. Nothing is burnt on the Mizbeach. So there's no Kodshei Kodshim. That's what it means. There's nothing being burnt on the Mizbeach. Holy of Holies being placed on the Mizbeach when it comes to a bird. When it comes to the Chatas Ha'of, as we're discussing. That's what it means, yesh bo kodshei kodshim, as opposed to the maaser, part of the animal, the emurim, the fats are placed on the mizbeach. And the Mishnah explains what this means. The yesh bo kodshei kodshim, what does it mean that the maaser behema over the oaf has kodshei kodshim? Damo ve'emurav, which means not only the blood is placed on the mizbeach, but the emurim, the sacrificial parts of the korban, are also placed on the mizbeach. So therefore, maaser is going to go before chatas oaf. Number one, it's called a zevach, which means it has regular shrit. And number two, even the fats are burnt on the Mizbeach as opposed to a Chatas Ha'of. Now, happens to be that an Olas Ha'of seems to be, that, and that's another bird type of carbon. Our Mishnah spoke about birds in general. So what we just said was true for the Chatas Ha'of, but an Olas Ha'of, in fact, the whole thing is placed on the Mizbeach. So an Olas Ha'of maybe should be holier and take precedence over the Maaser Behema. Yet the Mishnah said that Maaser is Kodem La'ofos. Maaser comes before all Ofos. So we understand the logic we just gave, that the Mizbeach doesn't get any of the meat, any of the fats of the bird Chatas, but it does get the fats of the sacrificial parts of the Maaser. So Maaser goes first. But an Olas Ha'of, the whole thing is burnt. No, they caught him, don't eat anything. More of the Ola, of the bird Ola, is placed on the Mizbeach than of the Maaser Behema animal. So why should we say that Maaser comes before all types of Ofa? So the answer is because in the next mission we'll see that the Chatas Ha'of actually takes precedence over the Olas Ha'of. Sounds counterintuitive. The Olas Ha'of, the whole thing is burned. Chatas Ha'of partially is eaten by the Kohanim, actually, and nothing is placed on the Mizbeach. We'll see in the next mission why that is. So because the Chatas Ha'of goes before the Olas Ha'of, and the Maaser Behema goes before the Chatas Ha'of, so therefore, the Maaser Behema will go before the Olas Ha'of, even though the Olas Ha'of is completely burnt on the Mizbeach, and the Maaser Behema is not completely burnt on the Mizbeach. So it's kind of saying, if A is greater than B, and B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. That's what the Mishnah is basically saying. So let's see the next Mishnah, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalin, and see where, and why, rather, the Chatas Ha'of takes precedence over the Olas Ha'of, says the Mishnah. Ha'ofos kod min lamanachos. The first thing we say is that Ofos, the previous Mishnah, spoke animals before birds. Birds before flower offerings. So if I have to bring a flower offering, a mincha, and I have to bring a bird karban, I'm supposed to do the ofos, chatas of, olas of, torim dene yona, whatever the birds, pigeons, or turtle does. I do that before the flower offering. Why? Mine shehein, mine damim. Because at least when it comes to the ophos, so the ophos at least have blood that's sprinkled. When there's blood, we assume blood is kapara, blood is atonement, and therefore that takes precedence over the mincha. And then the Mishnah says, minchas chote kodemes leminchas nedava, mineshiba alachet. If I have to bring two menachos, one of them is a donated korban, a donated flower offering, a minchas nedava, voluntary. One is a minchas chote, where it's a mincha for a sin. And we know, we learn in Masecha Shavuos, the korban olevi yored, the korban that, that's brought depending on a person's financial status. Person sinned when it came to Shavuos Eidus, he knew testimony and lied and said he did not. They admitted that he did. Shvuas bitui, he made some type of shvua that I'm going to eat, I'm not going to eat. He violates that shvua. Tumas mikdash v'kadosh. So if we learn Masechah Shvuas, a person is forgot and he walked into the Beis HaMikdash when he was tamei. In all of his cases, he has to bring a korban olev yored. Depends on the financial status. If about a lot of money, you bring a sheep. If a little bit less, you bring birds. And even less, for dal shel bedalim, the poor of the poor, most impoverished is able to bring a mincha, a flower offering, and that's the context where we said echad ha'mar bevechad ha'mamit uvashayit chavin libo lashamayim, whether you give a lot or a little, as long as your kavana is okay. In that case, so that is a sin. That's where your flower offering, your mincha, is going to be brought as for an avera. So a minchas chote will be brought before a minchas nedava because it's brought for a chet. And then the Mishnah says what we mentioned in the previous Mishnah: chatasa'of kodemes la'olah sa'of. The chata sa'of comes before the olah sa'of, and then the Mishnah concludes v'chein behekdesha. That means when you are being makdish karbanos, let's say I'm setting aside two torim or two b'nei yonah, where one will be for a chatas and one will be for an olah. We have that in many situations. You have to bring both a chatas and an olah. So when I designate them, I should be designating makdish, sanctify the chatas first. I should say harezu chatas to one bird, and then harezu olah to the other bird. So why is it, though, that the chatas sa'of comes before the olah sa'of? So the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Tzadi, says it's based on a pasuk. When it comes to the karbanos of birds, the pasuk says in Vayikra, hey, v'hikriv es ha'asher lachatas rishona. You should offer that which is a chatas first. Now, I don't need the word rishona there to tell me that a chatas should go first, because it says there as well, ves hasheni yase ola. You should make the other one, the second one, an ola. So if I already know the second one is an ola when it comes to birds, so then I obviously know the first one is the chatas. So why do you have to say chatas rishona? So the answer is, this is a binyanav. This is a model. This becomes the prototype for all chatos, that they should come before the olos that are brought with them. And this is true not only for birds, this is true in general. Whether it's a chatas of before an olas of, or a chatas behema before an olas behema, and even a chatas of before an olas behema is going to take precedence. So now we understand the previous Mishnah. We explained why the Maiser Behema comes before the Chatas Of, because Chatas Of has nothing placed on the Mizbeach, and Maiser, a part of it is placed on the Mizbeach. And then we said, hold on, but the Olas Of is completely placed on the Mizbeach. So why would the Maiser go before the Olas Of? The answer is because the Chatas Of always precedes the Olas Of. Why is that? Well, that's based on this Pasuk. The Pasuk goes out of its way to say, L'chatas Rishona, Chatas is always before Ola, even a Chatas of a bird is before an ola of a behemoth.